you to Lagos.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
Uh-huh. All right, the very last day of the month of February, the year 2024. Oh, yeah, we made it to the end. Well, a leap year, this doesn't happen every year. It happens every 4 years. All right, so leap year, 29th day of the month. How are you doing this lovely morning? Yes, I know. Nigeria will happen to you even if you're in diaspora. Yes, yes, Nigeria is happening to you. Thank you so much. Somebody called me 2 days ago and he said he wanted to like be funny. He went and have his hellfire. I said, we're fine. It's hot and as usual, we're doing good. Yeah. He was surprised I answered that way. He went, how do you guys cope in that place, Seth? I hear that this. Everything he was saying. I was saying, yes, okay. Well, good. Well, traffic is here. Third Mainland Bridge, everything. He said he heard about some kidnappings. I said, yes. And those things occurred. We talked, though. We talked for like 7 minutes. Then the last thing he said was, bros, I want to come back next week. Please, I want to. I said, you want to come to Hellfire? I better go to the airports, yeah? Go to the airports. You will see them coming in. People from other climes where you want to run to. I'm not saying this is the best place to be. I'm just saying to you that why don't you check in that chaos, there could be something good in there, in that chaos. Because some of us have no other. I mean, like, we get homesick if we're out of this place for just 1 week. All right, where there are problems, you got to find solutions, yeah? And again, you have something to keep you happy, something to keep you balanced, something to keep you moving every day. And it is called What's Up, Lagos? All right, this is that tease moment where you get to breathe in and out and let it slide. It's a wonderful show today. How do we do it? We're going to start with sound off. After sound off, will I be musing? We are probably be talking to you about Feta. Yes, I will talk to you guys about Feta. And I want everybody to contribute. Talk to me. Talk to me. Yes, tell me about her. But the problem is, if you tell her what we're going to talk about today, God, oh no, I will come for you. I will intimidate you. I will look for you. Why am I using the word intimidate? You get to know in a few seconds. All right, it's What's Up, Lagos, and we'll be sounding off in a bit. After sounding off, we will be going through the music for a bit. 11 o'clock hour, Lawyer Lady will be joining all the phone lines. She can't do that third minimum breathing. Yo, no. We'll talk to her on the phone. Just the knowledge she's dropping. She has those nuggets. I'm sure her notes are filled. So get ready for some enlightenment on the other side of the show this lovely, lovely morning. In the meantime, it's time for us to go to what we do best at this time. We call it sound off. You call it fantastic. I'll be right back.
Life can be fun.
But the life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, and that date is now, and we'll go straight to sound off this lovely morning. The Nigeria Labour Congress, NLC, yesterday alleged federal government's efforts to undermine it through divide and rule tactics, saying the 2-day protest was called off because of threats and intimidation. It also expressed concern that its headquarters, as well as state offices nationwide, have been militarized by the federal government, insisting members of the Congress won't be cowed by any threat. The leadership of the Labour Centre equally vowed not to honor any invitation from the federal government to attend any night meeting ahead of any of his declared nationwide mass actions, saying it was a strategy to hoodwink them. President of the NLC, Joe Ajaero, who disclosed this while fielding questions from journalists at a briefing to update Nigerians at Labour House Abuja, maintained that the leadership of the NLC would only attend meetings with the government officials when action had not been declared. He said, and I quote, "Each time they invite us for meetings, we will attend and listen to them, because if we don't attend, they will blackmail us. You are aware that they held a meeting with us till late on Sunday. While that meeting was on, they wrote letters to all of the unions to undermine us. Your meeting with the leadership of the NLC, and you are still inviting every union in the country to undermine us. Even at that meeting where I was talking," this is Joe Ajaero still speaking, "they wanted two of my deputies to be talking, so we don't have leaders, but we survived all that. There is nothing on earth they have not done to subvert the NLC, nothing, and we're still waxing stronger. So if they invite us for a meeting, and we will still go and listen, because we have our views, we have our positions, and we still gently present our positions. We won't say we're not going, except when we realize that." Recall that a few hours before the commencement of the two-day protest, the Office of the Secretary of the Government of the Federation invited the leadership of the Congress to a meeting that lasted till late in the night, in a bid to scuttle the rally. Ajaero described the February 26th night meeting as an obsolete strategy adopted by the federal government to delay, demobilize, and demoralize aggrieved protesters. It's a longer read, but I'll just stop there because the nuggets have been released. So I want to say this. The headline says, the NLC says they stopped the strike because of intimidation. That I put on one side. On the other side, you're accusing the government and say they are the ones trying to scuttle the efforts of a Labour Congress to come out and protest. Two things. Intimidation should be expected. Yes, if you're going to say the government of the day is not doing this right, they should do everything in their power. I'm not saying it is right to try to stop you. You should be ready for that. You should be ready to be called out in that regard. And the second one there, you're throwing slavos at the federal government. And I think they will have to react to this. Because if they do not react to this, Nigerians will feel that that is what you're doing. And if you're having meetings, and we're hoping as Nigerians that this will be resolved, that somebody's going to bend and say, okay, because Nigerians say they are hungry, we will do this, we will do that. If those meetings are meant to make someone not effective as you accuse them, then we have a reason to worry. But I know in a couple of days, maybe in less than 24 hours, the federal government will react to what you have said. But the other side I'm saying is that do not tell me that you stopped your protest because you were being intimidated. I'm not saying it's a good thing to do, but I'm saying that comes with the office. That you are standing up for the people, you are going against an establishment, you are saying, don't do this to the people, my people are hungry, my people are starving. If you're intimidated and you fall back, what happens to the reasons you went to the streets in the first place? What happens to that? So, I'm saying, it's a two-edged sword kind of situation. One side, please, if you are not ready to go the long haul for us, let us know that we're on our own. And secondly, federal government, if these accusations are right or they are not right, let us know. Let us get to know, is Joe Ajaero making up the stories or is this what has been going on? So let us get to know. Yeah, because I don't think this government is a democratic government. They will not try to stop the NLC from I don't think it will happen. I don't think they have that ability in them to stop a peaceful protest, or when the people are saying like you beat a child and you ask the child still not to cry. I don't think that is what this government should be known of. But I know they will get to react. But please, Labour Congress, it comes with the office. Yes, the intimidation, the divide and rule, everything you have mentioned is not news. And this is not the first. It this way all over the world. So if you're backing down because of this, then tell us. Get to tell us that. Because there'll be more things they will do to you to stop you from doing what you want to do. And what you want to do, I believe, is what the people want. So what happens to us if you're intimidated? What happens to us if you're cowed? I'm not saying you should put your life on the line, but I'm saying it comes with the office. It's like saying a soldier said, I went to war and my life was being threatened, so I left. Or a doctor saying, I was having a surgery and it lasted for 14 hours. I got tired. I stopped. So please, it comes with the office. And we know that the federal government will react to all you have said. And I hope and pray that they will come to tell you that there was a misunderstanding somewhere. Because when you guys dialogue, we hope it comes out to be something better for the people. Nigerians are in a state that we need help. And something has to give sooner than later. And that was Sound Off.
Spend a night at the Oriental, or at it in blue, taking walks by the Civic Center, just seeing you. I love you like I love no one.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep the date.
All right, taking you to Lagos in great style. This is still WhatsApp Lagos. All right, we got about a few minutes before I go on my first break this morning, and we're going to be talking about feta. Yes. And if anybody tells her what I'm saying today, I will come out for you. I will intimidate you. I will come for you. All right, the phone lines, you're going to be... let me just give the phone line. I'll probably take one or two calls before I go on this break. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. And if you want to send an SMS, a WhatsApp message, you can do that on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Okay, so Feta and myself, you know, like we've been married for a long time. And I saw, I mean, she knows my financial state, I know hers. And today she went somewhere, the ambulance issue did not work, but we had a very good Valentine. But want to move house. Yes, want to move where we're staying now. We're staying in phase one. We want to move to Banana Island. So we've seen the place and the money. We just need a couple of millions. We're not asking anybody for money. We're well to do. So Feta says she doesn't have. And I too, I had to go and look. I'm still looking for the couple of millions to complete the rent in Banana Island. But as she went out this morning, I saw she left one of her phones. She got an alert of 3 million. And inside the account already was 9 million. And she said she didn't have any money. So, please advise me. Should I leave her? Just advise me now. Please go to the phone line. I want advice. Hot now. 0700-993-993-993. Is it enough for me to... Is that infidelity? Is that character assassination? Is that defamation of character? Is that... Oh God, is it enough ground to leave her? Yes or no? Tell me your name, where you're calling from. This relationship, if this is a reason to... Okay, why am I even shouting? Let me go to the phone line. Oh yeah.
You don't say so, Yawa don't gas.
What's up, Lagos? Please, introduce yourself. I know who you are.
What's up, Lagos?
Are you going to answer me? Oh yeah, please. So, what do you advise? Should I leave her for this?
Let me be fair, sir. We calm it down.
Okay, I'm calm.
Please, don't leave her.
I shouldn't leave her.
No.
She has money. She said she didn't have.
wait now. She wants the money to be complete so that you guys can move.
Why didn't you tell me?
Makoko Island. Calm down. She's keeping that money so that very soon the two of you will move. She knows what she's doing. It's not enough to tell her you are leaving her.
Okay, that's your opinion. Thank you very much. You're not our friend, Seth. Bye-bye. Please, 0700-993-993-993. We are looking for money together. And I brought all I had. She said she had brought all she had. Now she went out this morning. And she got a lot. And I saw that she had more than that. Should I leave her? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes. What's up, Lagos? Yes. Why are you laughing? Are you laughing at us?
No.
Yes, please. What is your
I'm
name?
I'm laughing at the situation. Felix from Ikorodu.
Felix, see how I'm breathing.
I'm even supporting you to breathe more.
Yes, so what should I do? Should I leave her?
Yes. Because she's not being honest.
Yes, I should leave her, right?
She's being secretive. Yes.
Yes, what will I call you? Infidelity or lack of trust or character assassination?
Lack of trust.
Lack of trust. Thank you very much, Felix. God bless you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
My name is Emeka. I'm calling for Ketu Ekpe.
Emeka, Ketu Ekpe, should I leave Feta or should I stay?
Why will you leave your wife? Do you know whether it's your wife, money or not?
It is her alert. I saw it here.
How do you know it's your wife money or not? So because I still need money, your wife, you don't need to put money for your account. It's my own.
So advise me.
Man,
it's okay. Don't insult me. Don't insult me. Bye bye. Don't insult me. Go away. Go away. Don't insult me. Don't insult me. All right. I will think about it. I will be back. All right, so what's up, Lagos? Right here, I forgot to tell you that earlier, but I know some people are actually doing it. Yes, www.oneplay.ng. All right, www.oneplay.ng, where you get to play with 500 naira per hand, and you stand to win 20,000 naira today. And it's not only one person, three people. Stand a chance of winning 20,000 naira this morning, 11:45 on the dot. www.oneplay.ng. Yes, OnePlay is the number one, and PLAY, all as one word. Go there now. It's easy to do. Yes, they think you are working. They think you are doing something in the office. But you can be working anyway, but just type www.oneplay.ng. Yes, go there. It's easy. Click on Nigeria Info. Follow the steps. Very, very easy. If you don't have an OPay, go to Paystack and you get to follow, and it will tell you how to pay. If you want to play one ticket, it's 500 naira. 10 tickets times 5, times 10. That's 5,000. But you can play as many times as you want, and the more you play, the more the chances you have of getting to win yourself something good. 20,000 naira for three people today. Don't miss it. www.oneplay.ng. All right, I asked a question earlier, and I've been asking people to. They've been sending messages. Yes, some are using that to laugh at me. I'm sure your laughter, don't worry. Let's see. All right, I said, Feta and myself, we're living in phase one, and we want to move to Banana Island, where the people as rich as we are living. So we needed to combine forces. I mean, she's a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. So we're combining forces, and we gathered all the money we have in our joint account. We checked it all through. It was just short of a few millions. So further, where we said, okay, we'll get to look for more. And I mean, to see how we can make it up. With that, I felt she didn't have any money, you know? And she left this morning. And I you know, when you have a lot, it just take him. My own in our house is alarm. Back down. All our phones. Back down. If you enter, you think there is a bell somewhere. That's how big boys. So anyway, let me not deviate. So it rang, and I went to check it. I saw the millions, and those millions were enough. So I'm saying to you, is that telling me lies? Is that, should I not trust her anymore? I'm talking about Feta. So I need your advice. I mean, should I leave her? Should I stay? And somebody called me and said, "Why do you want to leave your wife? Their money, no, they take woman." That's not the point. Don't miss the point. 0700-993-993-993. Those of you that are beefing this relationship, this is your chance to scatter it. Yes. And those of you that love the relationship, this is your chance to encourage us. I read a message here on WhatsApp. Good morning, Stretch. You know that your money is our money. And her money is her money. This is gross injustice. Yes. On the love you have for Feta. That is a characteristic of a stingy person that Barrister Olumide Omoshebi warns us about. You better flee now before you start to carry case. Meet Barrister Samuel from Satellite. So Samuel, no, you're not even as you leave, it's as you flee. Eh? Okay, that's Samuel's advice. I like people that advise me like this. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's up, Lagos? Who's speaking, please?
Yes, this is the wonderful Ogun.
Yes, Ezi Gadio.
Yes,
Ezi. Ezi, Lagos is fine. Lagos is bubbling.
Yes, I'm coming there now.
No, there's traffic. Don't come, oh.
I'm coming.
There's traffic everywhere.
When Ezi come, nobody will fight again.
Okay, Ezi. Ezi, you're telling me. They said there's traffic. Our president is in Lagos, oh.
Yes, you see what happened, eh?
Yes, what happened?
Leave
Feta.
Make just go away. Make you live your life comfortably. Eh?
Okay, so
woman stop cross for road. Now you just got, as they go now, you just cut another one, put inside your motor, they go like that.
Okay. As you just pick another one like shawarma.
Yeah, just carry and put for your motor. Carry and they go like that.
Okay. Yes, you got you. Thank you, sir. Oh God. That should just leave Feta. Go and pick another woman. Just go on. See how people are advising me. Very, very people of integrity. 0700-993-993-993. We are supposed to have money together. I believed that what she told me was true. But alas. Alas. What's up, Lagos?
Good afternoon. Morning.
What's up, Lagos? Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir. What's
Chooks calling? This is Chooks calling from Maya, Ikorodu.
Chooks, I'm sure you'll advise me in the proper way. Chooks, what should I do?
All right. I think your question, some of us might take it to be funny, but okay, not funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
The best thing to do is not even to leave wife.
Okay.
But rather, I think there's a little bit mistrust. Are we getting this?
I'm writing.
Leaving her does not make any change. Okay. It doesn't make any meaning. Just call her, discuss with her, and let her give you reasons. And you, as a man, see reasons to it, and don't divorce. See reasons to it, and put her in the right
place. Okay, we should settle it amicably, eh?
Pardon?
We should settle it amicably.
Amicably.
Oh, God.
Certainly, amicably.
Thank
and
you very
much. You have a good and a better home.
Oh, thank God. Chooks, God will bless you. Thank you very much. See advice. Advice from heaven. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Agurag-berig-be-o. Agurag-berig-be-o.
Good morning,
good morning,
sir.
Mama Emma.
Sir, long time, man.
Wow.
It was below. I didn't hear from you for last week.
Mama Emma, sorry. Maybe not when I did, you know this. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Mama Emma, tell me what I should do. First, I saw money in her account that she said she didn't have. Make her leave her.
You saw money in your wife account.
Yes.
She didn't have money.
And she says she didn't have money. Yes.
Did you have a IP number?
No, the thing, alert came when I was there and I saw the alert.
It has been something from you.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
It depends you be happy.
It depends me. It has been something from her. Yes,
so what should I do? Should I leave her?
No, we go drag him.
We go drag him. He said we go drag him. Okay, how will I go drag him?
Hello?
How will I drag it?
They don't deliver the message for you people.
Maybe soon. Thank you very much. Yeah, God bless you so much. Hey, she said we go drag him. So I need advice. I need serious advice this morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos? Yes, good morning. What's your name, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Your name is?
Sonny.
Sonny, where are you calling from?
From Papa.
Sonny, advise me. I'm angry. Oh, see how I'm breathing.
The same thing here, but I want to ask you one thing.
Wait, you ask me?
When somebody wants to come to Lagos, say she not come to Lagos. When president is in Abuja, nobody they go past here.
Yeah? So, Traffic plenty already now.
Lagos, nobody could come to Lagos again.
Tom mainland bridge. No, we don't plenty. We don't count ourselves for Lagos. Make you no come add your own from Odogbolu. Make you wait till tomorrow.
Oh my, that make that statement. It's not good.
Traffic plenty for Lagos today.
Oh, then it's in Abuja. People they go there.
Okay. Okay.
Only him one quack. I only him get the Abuja.
Okay.
Only him got get Lagos.
He's the president of Nigeria, commander in chief of the armed forces.
Thank you. Now hungry, the wire missing.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling him. Yeah. 0700 993 993 993. You call me on 0201 465 7190. While you're thinking of that, remember www.oneplay.ng. www.oneplay.ng. Go and play now. If you don't play, you stand no chance of winning. But when you play, you stand a chance of winning. Remember also, there's a jackpot tomorrow. And that, as long as you even play today, your number go enter. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Are you there? Oops. All right. Lost that one. Sorry. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kenneth.
Kenneth. Where are you calling from, Kenneth?
I'm calling from Badagry.
Oh, yeah, Kenneth. Advise me now. What should I do now? Don't laugh at my relationship. Don't laugh at my relationship.
Your relationship is tight. It's tight. It's tight.
So advise me now.
What you do now, you just to call your wife to order. And discuss amicably.
Okay, tell her that the money where I see, where it come from.
The money, maybe the customer send the money to your account.
Okay.
So
I should not conclude that is she's lying.
No, don't conclude.
Okay, God will bless you. This is the food I want you to sleep. Oh, God, I will tell Feta that you're a good man. Thank you very much. All right, 0700-993-993-993. I think I can take one more piece of advice here. What do I do in a situation like this? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You be a yo.
Hey,
bro. Aburo.
Ali.
Ali for Ali, Baoni. Oh, yeah, advise me quick before time passes.
You know what?
Yes, what should I do?
You know what? Mm. Even army is going in celebrating.
Abi, they are celebrating.
Everybody is happy.
Everybody care, including you.
You will join our club.
Club of what? Heartbreak.
Better.
Hey,
live better.
I should live better. For who?
Since I jumped on Liana now. They enjoy my life. It's like you are in bondage.
You,
better just leave. You know the job.
Your enemy is in bondage. Or time and bondage. Double for me though. I'll be right back. Don't touch your dial. It's still Nigeria Info, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back. Take it to Lagos. All right, just what's up, Lagos? Check your time. It's exactly 4 minutes past the hour, and we have a special guest in the studio. Yes, he's right here from Squared Financials. His name, he's the senior market analyst for Squared Financials, Adebola Lawal. I hope I got that right.
Yes, please.
All right, welcome to What's Up, Lagos.
Thank you very much.
So when I hear Squared Financials, I think financials are like doubled or tripled. How do you, what is Squared Financials? What you here to tell us about?
All right. Thank you very much. So Squared Financial is a fintech brand.
Okay.
A global fintech brand that's been around for over 18 long years.
Whoa.
So we provide online traders with a platform where they can participate in the online financial markets, basically.
Okay.
So there you have several instruments you can trade. And when I say instruments, I mean stocks, currencies, bonds, commodities, mm-hmm. and things like that. A lot of people don't know, you know, you watch football, you watch Netflix, and you're excited participating in this thing, but a lot of them don't know you can actually earn
from
these platforms.
Okay.
You know, and
besides the betting and stuff.
Exactly. No. I mean, something that is a lot more informed, the way you can analyze it, there are our calculations and our analytics behind each one of these platforms that we can teach you, show you how to take advantage of them, and indeed understanding the environment right now. That's what a lot of people want to do.
Yeah, considering how Nigeria is now, it's crunch time right here in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how does this help the average Nigerian?
Yeah, you know, the situation is not funny, like a lot of people say.
It's
double-digit inflation right now. So, what we've been able to do, understanding the Nigerian market, is put together different packages and things that the average Nigerian who wants to invest and wants to learn how to create another source of income can easily participate in and learn how to do these things and begin to grow either a new channel or what he has already, begin to build and expand on that. So we have instructors in the house. We're talking of veterans in the field, people who have been in the financial industry for 16, 17 years with verifiable results.
Impeccable results.
You know, it's easy to talk.
Yeah.
They say talk is
cheap. Talk is cheap.
I'm talking about instructors who have grown and multiplied portfolios by over 1,000%
and
repeatedly.
And these are all verifiable.
Verifiable results.
Okay, so this might be true, but what about the risk? When you get out there, risk factors are bound.
You see, the truth is, every business has inherent risk.
True that.
And what makes risk risk oftentimes is a lack of knowledge and a lack of skill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things we've done, two things actually. One, we've created packages that have different levels of risk based on your risk appetite. So we literally
appetite.
We literally have packages that have zero risk.
They exist.
With guarantees. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, they say the higher the risk,
the returns are not as much.
So exactly, they have, you know, annual single digit annual returns
like for those kind like of... Like a safety net. If you want a safety
precisely,
net, that's fine. Okay.
You just want to safeguard your money, understanding what's going on at this time.
Okay.
You want to safeguard that and, you know, move it into something like that and you can go to bed, you're sure. We have medium, low risk.
Okay.
And of course, we also have opportunities that we can show you that can do astronomical things for you. And the good thing is we show you and we don't leave you there. We have instructors who will be with you every single day to guide you through the markets. So that's one unique thing about Squared Financial. It's not a platform run by marketers. It's a platform run by practitioners.
There's a big
traders.
Difference in that. There's
exactly.
a big difference. So now I know people listening to you say, okay, how do I plug in? Because this is the part I want people to get to know. How do I get to be part of it? It sounds so good. It sounds like you guys took care of all the gray areas. So if I want to be part of this, I'm listening to this now. How do I get to be part of it?
Yes. So we have a seminar, a training coming up tomorrow, literally tomorrow, 10 a.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. Don't miss it. It's for free. However, it's for people who have made up their minds that they want to move from point A to point B in their finances, want to invest. Now, our office is at number 6 at Adeniyi Jones Ikeja.
Adeniyi
Jones Ikeja. And in order to book your space, because the space is limited, all you need to do is send yes, that's
Y-E-S,
to
0904-8599.
Let me take that again.
You will have to.
0904-8599-688. It's important you said it with your phone because our team is on the other end waiting to chat you up and help you complete the process.
So you don't need to send much, just send a YES. And you say it's happening at number 6 at Adeniyi Jones
Ikeja.
The number 0904-8599-688. Some people need to hear this a couple of times more. So 0904-8599. You got that? 688.
Now, one very important thing about tomorrow's session is since the markets are still open tomorrow, that's the global financial markets are open on Friday.
They're closed by weekend.
Yes, so we are taking live trades in tomorrow's class.
So our it's not head just trader, theoretical.
You're not just coming to talk. Our head trader, Tokpe Ejibadejo, he's literally one of the biggest guys in the industry, will be there to show you hands-on how it is done. So we often encourage people to come Friday tomorrow. But if for the sake of work you're not able to come, then Saturday, do not miss the class. This is an amazing opportunity. Send yes, Y-E-S, to the number
0904-859-9688. And it's 11 a.m. tomorrow, right?
10 a.m. actually.
10 a.m.
Number 6, Adeni Jones Ikeja.
Okay, so let me just ask this. For someone who has a job already, or for someone who wants, who's this for, really? Anybody that just wants to show up their finances, or someone who wants to have a career, and can this be a form a career path?
Fantastic. So, like Tokpe would like to say, he would say, you can do this part-time, you can do this full-time, you can do this big-time. And the beautiful thing is that the financial markets are open 24 hours, 5 days a week. So no matter what you're doing, even if you're a banker, you can choose to trade the night session. That's if you're in Nigeria, the Asian session. Yes, when you're back from work. We would show you the different strategies to use, because each market session is peculiar. So we would show you this. And you want to go on this journey with somebody who has been there for 16, 17 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I'm telling you. And the results are clear. These are the things we show you there, how to do it. And it is free of charge. However, it's for people who are ready to say, I want to move my finances forward. I have this and I want to take it to this.
Okay, so all you need to do to show this commitment is send YES to this number. You can do it right now. Yeah, yes, right now.
Do it right now.
Do it right now. 0904-859-9688. Simple number. Let me break it into two bits. 0904-859-9688.
Excellent.
Just send YES to that number, because it's free, but it's not in the seat.
Seats are limited. A very large hall.
It's not, and I don't think it should be. Yeah, so that the you concentrate on the. So let me ask, when you start earning on this, is it in what currency?
Oh, it's in foreign currency, and that's the beautiful thing.
I need them to hear this.
It's you're going to be earning in foreign currency, and you know what that means.
Yeah, so I need that to drop. You are going to be earning in foreign currency, and he says there are risks involved.
And for the people who are students who would engage, we have a bonus of up to ₦1 million available. I thought to just put that out now.
And you left this, he left the best for last, right?
I thought to put that out now. So come ready to participate effectively at this meeting. And I'm telling you, you might be walking over that.
What do you need to have to be part of this? Your smartphone?
Yes. Come with your smartphone is more than enough. Okay. Yes, come with your smartphone, internet enabled preferably.
Yeah.
Be there early.
Okay.
And we would have managers and instructors to guide you through the rest.
All right, there'll be a banner of sorts outside to let
Yes. Okay. All that is there.
The place is also number 6B, Adeni Jones Ikeja. You can't miss it.
Mm-mm.
Get Ikeja.
It's right on Adeni Jones. It's a very popular place.
Okay. 6B, Adeni Jones Ikeja. The number again, you send YES to 0904-859-9688. And the best time to send that is right now. I want to say thank you so much for coming
along. Thank you for having me.
This is what we need. This is a breath of fresh air for us. Imagine earning dollars in Nigeria. Think about it. Flexing every day, but you need to learn this. You need to get to learn this. Thank you so much for taking out time.
Thank you for having me.
I could be there myself.
You're welcome.
I need the
very
extra
welcome.
Stream. Thank you so much for coming along.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. It's still What's Up Lagos. Don't touch a dial. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. All right, so what's up, Lagos? All right, very soon we'll be trying to get in touch with our lawyer lady. She is definitely here. Hello? Hello. Hello, Lamdi. Sorry about the break. Sorry about that. We had a guest in the studio. How are you doing this beautiful day?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Well, I could be better. I would have liked to see your face physically, but it's fine. I understand. Yeah?
That mainland is showing me things
yes,
for now.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Olamide, you got the floor. What are we talking about today?
Okay. I told Feta earlier, I don't know if she conveyed that to you, but we'll be doing questions and answers because I realized that in a couple of days, past couple of weeks,
yeah,
we only stuff people with a lot of information and they have no opportunity, in most cases because of time.
Okay.
To ask questions. So I thought that today, why don't we take questions of all sorts?
All right, can we? Can we do just a recap? Maybe to remind people of some of the things, just a short recap and maybe just open up the phone lines then. What do you think?
No, I didn't hear that.
Can we just do a recap, you know, of sorts? Like, you know, like me, and this, when I learned something like a week ago, I need to be reminded what I learned.
Okay.
All right.
In the past couple of weeks, I think we talked about compulsory activation.
Okay.
Acquiring property. And I think I touched on survey plan, the importance of survey plan, but I have not really spoken about that as a topic.
Okay.
And some couple of weeks
the teacher has thought a lot. I know you've thought a lot.
Yes, we talked about adverse possession.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any question on that?
From any of these things we've talked about. So if you're listening right now, Lamide Onifade is on the line. She wanted to come here, but traffic and all. You know what Lagos is like today. So she is right there where she is with her book. She doesn't even need the books to talk to you. But today she just wants to run through all the things we've heard. If you've listened to this show weeks back and there are things you want to ask questions about, please feel free. All right? The number 0700-993-993-993. Or you call on 0201-465-7190. We'll use the time we have very, very judiciously. If you want to be part of this, go ahead and call. I think we'll have a call on. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Are you there? Hello? Okay, I think this one doesn't want to ask a question. All right, so if you want to ask a question, 0700-993-993-993. She's talked about a lot of things in the past weeks. I want to see how many people have caught on to the things that have been said, have been thought. And let us get to know what side of it that you want to ask more questions on. So, let me just ask you this now. Of all the things you've talked to us about, are you there? Olamide. Okay, maybe she's... Are you... Hello, Olamide. Oh, I think I lost her too. Okay, so get to call us back if you can. Can you help us get Olamide back? 0700-993-993-993. What are the things that you would like a loyal lady to really address coming from where we have come from all through the past weeks? What are those things you want her to talk about and get to talk about this lovely, lovely morning? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, Nick.
Yes, who's speaking, please? Hello? All right, I guess I lost that one. Okay, let's see if Olamide is back online. Okay, we'll try to get her back and get to ask her a couple of questions herself, too, before you guys call in with your questions. Hello, Olamide, are you there?
Yes, I am, Stretch.
All right. So I wanted to ask, of all the, which of the topics you've discussed in the past week, do you think is the most, the one you get bombarded by questions the most? What is more confusing to people you've talked to?
Okay. I think the last one we talked about, I got a lot of DMs regarding adverse possession.
You okay?
People where we did not understand the concept of somebody taking over your land.
Yes.
For what reason? So I'll be happy to take questions regarding that so I can elaborate again.
Okay, so
what this means.
Okay, so let's I think on adverse possession now, what the direction that the questions were really asked to you, what was confusing to those that asked you questions? What was most confusing? Like, what didn't get?
So why would somebody just come on the land? Somebody who's clearly not the owner of the land, and the government will award the ownership of the land to the person.
Yes.
For what reason?
Mm-hmm. Okay, because of the clauses, in the law, you have to explain that to them. Me, I have a problem with that one too. I have a serious problem with that. No, really. So I get to buy a piece of land, and I buy it, and I fence it, and maybe someone, I say, okay, you, my friend, you don't have anything to do now. Go inside there and do something. I don't know how that person's mind is. There no way I can, when this person turns around, and I've stayed away for some time, I think, okay, because it's my guy. He's there. I leave him there. And at the end of the day, the law says the land belongs to the person. So is there any way I can ask, I mean, tell...
That's not what the law says. So okay. Let me explain. Number one, it can't be an adverse possession if the person is occupying that land on your authority. If the person has your mandate...
It could be verbal.
It can't be an adverse possession.
Does verbal authority stand? I just say go and stay there.
I didn't get that.
Verbal authority. If I say go and stay there without writing any document.
Yes, but if you put someone on your land.
Yes.
Stretch, you should be able to go there within 12 years to know the condition of your land. Don't you think so?
Sometimes you feel he's my guy. I call him on the phone.
It means you have no... Land is valuable and it's a scarce commodity.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So... If you buy a land or a property and you do nothing over it for 12 years, then it means you have no need for it. So if you can do something, and you can give a farmer to family. Okay. You can give some people, even if you just take 1 naira a year to reflect your ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So the law doesn't compel you to use the land. Well, take possession of the land and do something valuable with it. Commodity. Some people need land.
Yeah.
And it's part of development. What contributes to the development of any society? Land is crucial to everything we do in life.
Hmm.
It's crucial to shelter, food, everything.
Hmm.
So why would some people just buy land and just leave it there for 12 solid years? Without doing anything on it, without taking possession, not putting someone on it to at least monitor the movement and any encroachment. So it's not basically that you buy a property and because somebody is on it for 12 years, it belongs to that person. No. Once the person has your consent to be on the property and you as the owner of the land, you continue to exercise acts of ownership on that land.
Hmm.
You must continue to exercise act of ownership. At least go to your property
once in those 12 years.
Yes.
To show
so
that.
What the law is saying is that if you leave your land fallow for 12 years, it doesn't necessarily mean, right, that it doesn't belong to you anymore.
Okay.
But if somebody encroaches on that land for 12 years straight without any challenge from you, then it means you do not have any need for that land.
All right, we'll take a short breather now. We'll take a short break now. We'll be back to conclude. I like this. You just shed more light and you've... Thank you. I'll be back. Don't touch your dial. Don't go anywhere. Still, what's up, Lagos? Don't go. Alright, so what's up, Lagos, on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday, 11:42 on the clock. We are sorry we couldn't, Olamide couldn't wait for us for that long. We were off for a while. But you can get in touch with her, Olamide_lady_lawyer on Instagram. Olamide_lady_lawyer on Instagram. Or Olamide Onifade on other platforms. Onifade is spelled O-N-I-F-A-D-E. I want to thank a very, very regular lawyer. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week. Brand new topics. Lagos. on WhatsApp Lagos. And remember, in exactly 3 minutes, the draw will be coming on www.oneplay.ng. That's where you should go to. If you've not gone there already, you're in a long thing. www.oneplay.ng. Right, I got a couple of messages right here. I didn't read them in the past. Let me see if I can get to read this one. This one says about the case I dropped earlier about myself and Feta. Good morning, Stretch. I go by the name Mr. Showtime. My advice to you now, no grief for anybody. Adam, grief for Eve. You know the result. Samson, grief for Delilah. You know the result. I beg, woken, no grief. Got people that want my relationship to go bust. All right, this one said, don't misunderstand your wife. When she returns, discuss it with her. I'm sure she'll make you understand. And please, calm down. Don't stress. She loves you more and has your interests at heart. Barrister Tijani Oluwatomi Singh. Faith from her papa. Okay. These are people that want this relationship to succeed. Right, quickly, I read this one. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Leaving her is not the solution. Sit her down and make her to understand that any relationship built on lies will never stand. I believe she will change, even if she has been lying to you. Chinedu from Aja. All right, another one says, on this matter, you've done well. Obi, thumbs up. Okay, that's not the issue. All right, a few seconds, we'll be going straight to the draws, if you don't mind. www.oneplay.ng www.oneplay.ng. We're going to be going soon. Go and start playing now. If you don't play, there is no chance you will win. Not one single chance. All right, you're hearing it. www.oneplay.ng. Very simple. And three people are going to go away today with 20,000 naira each. And like we say, this is the hustle you should be interested in every single day. Tomorrow's a jackpot, and the jackpot has 50K for one person. I'll take you to Lagos. Right, if you've not played, I don't know what you're waiting for. Start playing right now. Just log on www.oneplay.ng. OnePlay is one, the number one, then PLAY, all as one word. OnePlay.ng, and go there and click, and it's 500 naira, like I said, per hand. All right, I see what you're doing. You're doing it. Come on, keep playing. Come on. That lucky person is about to play now. Don't say, I know they win. I don't know what's in the happen. Whenever I play, oh, God, play this team now. Hey. I will soon draw. I'm seeing you. You are doing it. But you can do more. You can do better. I remember when you play today, let's assume you just play three times or four times today. Your number is scattered there. And by tomorrow, when the draw will happen, they could pick you. Other shows today, they could pick you. www.oneplay.ng. Imagine how it will sound if someone calls you now and say, did you play one play? Oh my God. Take it to Lagos. I say, yes, I played when you said play one play. All right, go ahead and do that. I'll be going to draw right about now. Oh, God, who will it be? I'll take it to
And remember, you got to follow this station. Follow Nigeria Info on all. Yes, go to YouTube. Yes, you need to subscribe right there. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Follow on all social media portals. High quality programming. Best talk shows. Wonderful sports. Yes, and we are in VI. All right, I'll do this, Rose. Let's see who's going to be winning. Oh, God, I feel like waiting for people. You see, the reason why I'm waiting is because not only this show, other shows too will have your number. I need your number to be registered, to be part of the... So just be ready. All right. I need to make this draw. I wish I could wait for longer. Right, let me go ahead and draw a winner right now. Let's see who this person will be. The draw is coming for the first 20,000 euro. Go in. Yes, there's a winner. 0903 and it ends with 319. And we'll go straight to it and see how to call this person and find out who this person will be. Could it be you? I have to call the number once again. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I hope it's not this network thing that's happening to some lines. Oh, God, please, not now. Not today. All right, let me call again while time is gradually running out. Let me see if I can do this quickly. Well, it's not that you're not picking up, but I hope when you're called by one play, you will be able to pick up. This thing is resolved with the numbers. All right, people, thank you so much for being with me here. Tomorrow, I'll be talking with Feta directly. And anybody that tells her, if you tell her what I said today about how you and I will enter the same trouser. Well, if you want, your number is 0903 and it ends with 6391. 6319, rather. You will be called. The other two people will be drawn in a bit, and you will be called by one play. Remember, as you play, you will win. This number is already, your numbers are already in the book, all right? So you will probably be called on other shows and maybe the jackpot tomorrow, but keep playing. It's a good hustle. My name is Stretch. I gotta be out of here in a few seconds. Check me out on Instagram, Stretch Original, on X, Stretch Cool. I'll be back tomorrow. Grace of God. Thank you. Be good, be happy, be okay. Enjoy your day. Bye bye. And keep it locked right here.